Welcome to the Outside the Business Boxes podcast, where we're talking about how to ignite your business today for the future using systems for everything you do in your business to make your life, your employees' lives, and your customers' lives easier for you to ultimately enjoy your business and, of course, make more money. I'm your host, Chad Murray.
Thanks for joining Outside the Business Box podcast. Just go get yourself in trouble or listen at your own risk. This is Chad Murray. I am your host, and I am recording from my dining room. We are remodeling the office, and I got to tell you, if you've started a full-on remodel, and luckily this is just the office, but we're doing a like big-time overhaul, like carpet all the way up, I am beat. I normally do my podcast on Sundays. Super Bowl was yesterday. Totally forgot about it. So here we are, Monday night, and I have literally just almost killed myself today. But I knew I needed to get on here and talk to you guys today. So what is our topic today? I am going to tell you right now what it is, coming straight from my heart. Accountability from ownership. You have got to hold everybody accountable. I deal with a lot of businesses. I've been a guy that didn't hold people accountable a little bit, or at least didn't know how to get people to do the right things when it came down to doing things. So I got to tell you right now what's going on. I've got plenty of clients. Most of them doing their work. But I got to tell you, some of the ones that are not, it really, really, really chaps my skin. And I hope you're listening, the ones who knew about it. And some of the owners have got other guys in sweep training with me to learn how to do masonry stuff. And it's just crazy. You pay, and no matter what, I mean, some of these guys don't hold their people accountable. And I'm not just talking those guys. I'm just talking about in general as well. I've got a little bit of that going on with my course of my sweeps. But I mean, even comes to business owners. It's like, if you're going to pay somebody, I mean, let's just talk about people that actually come with me that pay for me. And I'm giving you all the gold and all the whatever I've got, the trade secrets. I have no secrets, but just to tell you. But all this stuff, and people just don't do it. And I got to tell you, I don't think it's because business owners are lazy. There's a few. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are people I have dealt with in the past that are just plain out lazy. And so they don't really work with me long. But everybody I'm working with right now is not lazy. But I got to try to wrap my mind around what the hell is going on with some people that pay. And I don't mean just me. I mean, I know this kind of sounds like I'm bringing about me. This is what brought on this podcast. But there are people out there that are not holding themselves accountable to their business and getting their employees to be held accountable. And I tell you, it's something that absolutely chaps me. It gets me so upset how people let it happen. Now, of course, we know a lot of reasons why it happens. It happens because you're fearful they'll quit. And a lot of times, like I've said in the past, let them quit. Let them quit. I mean, you will figure it out. Even if you have to go two steps back, I guarantee you, you'll go five steps forward a lot faster than you did getting where you are. But, I mean, that's not even it right now. I think with a lot of employers out there, they just don't ask for excellence. They allow mediocrity. And I'm telling you, I've never done that. Now, I've been a mediocre chimney company, but I've gotten better and better and better and better all through the years. And, I mean, I changed quite a bit. Matter of fact, last week I was talking to Mike Fazy. He owns a company out of California, and we're real good buddies. And he was, you know, it's Bare Hands Pro. So if you're not using Bare Hands Pro, I suggest you use Bare Hands Pro. We are deep diving into it, looking to start it, turn it on here in the next week or two, maybe month. Anyway, I was talking to Mike last week, and, you know, we were all happy. We got seven people CSIA certified, and then we have another round of classes next week, and hopefully we'll get another seven or eight certified. And so with the CSIA, and so they're all pumped up, but I held everybody accountable to pass the test. I got a few people that didn't by one question. I got a couple people that just probably shouldn't have been in there to take the test. They're just not the right book type people. And it's okay. They tried. And I'm proud of them for doing it. They do know more than what they knew before they came out of here. But I was talking to Mike, and he says, you know, when I first met you, you said, you know, you didn't really care about certifications. I didn't. And he's so right. I did not care about certifications. And then as I've been growing and helping people out and learning how to get my business to scale, I needed to flip-flop on that. And I always thought that certification is good, but I never thought that I needed to get a multitude of people in my company certified. I just kind of thought management, maybe a sales guy here or there. But I didn't really care to get everybody or anybody certified just for the fact to do it. Boy, have I flipped on that. But he says I didn't care, and I don't think it's not that I didn't care. It was just the fact of it wasn't a priority for me because the kind of company we are, I didn't feel that what I had trained everybody that they could really learn anything from it. And so they did. I had John Caesar and Steve Scalley at my location to help get everybody certified in teaching. By the way, guys, great job. And they were blown away at when they asked questions about what we do, they understood, especially Steve, understood why I never got CSI certified. We don't do 70% of what that test is about. I mean, we touch gas, but barely. We only do wood burning, masonry, and prefabricated fireplaces. That's it. No pellet, no boilers, no furnaces, none of that. All and everything above, we have never even seen it. So, I mean, we say we're an easy sweep. I don't say that because I'm putting myself down. It's just that we just don't do it. So, anyway, accountability. So we really did a really good job on getting everybody certified, but I have watched business owners literally like not put guys under the gun, not purposely follow up, or I mean, even if they paid for something and they don't, They're not doing the right thing to help the people succeed. And the first biggest thing you got to do is you got to get their ass to whatever course or whatever appointment or whatever book they got to read, whatever. That's the first thing you got to do. You got to manage them. I mean, this just comes out. I hear this all the time with Surefire. I can't get my guys to do Surefire. Well, of course not, because you've told them to do it after hours on their own for no good reason. You know, by the way, Surefire, for all you people who are listening now that aren't in the chimney company, it's a training prop platform to learn a lot of stuff for chimney stuff. And so you can sign up your employees and they will, you'll take a bunch of courses. You take it graded and test. If you're certified, it counts as CEU. So it's a real great platform. So anyway, I hear so many people talk about how they just can't get their people to stay on Surefire. Well, you know, I don't know if the answer is to save out time for them or what it is. But if you never talk to them about it, if you just assign them whatever it is and you don't have a deadline for a quiz for their own or something like that, of course, they're never going to do it. They're just on their own. You're going to keep paying them. Why? And they're going to keep coming to work 40 to 60 hours a week. You know, you're not doing anything to make them do it. I mean, if you want to make people do Surefire, it's very simple. Come up with your own test for the own stuff in there and give them a deadline to take the test. And if they fail, they lose $1 an hour. Or, you know, whatever. You have consequences. And so, or whatever it is. There's lots of ways to get people to do things. You know, put a board up and put everybody who's logged in, who logged in this week and did stuff. You know, hand them all a $20 bill at the next meeting in front of everybody. You know, or if it's just a couple of you're a smaller comer, hand them a $100 bill. You know, I mean, who knows? But another thing is clarity with accountability. Clarity. A lot of people just don't know why they're doing things. Like, why? Like, I made it very clear to everybody, we are trying to get to $6 million and $5 million first. We're only just at four. When we hit $5 million, we are going to start offering bonuses for everyone in the company. And we're also going to start a 401k that I will match. And so part of all of this is to grow the company. And the way to grow the company is we all get more educated. And so I offered anyone who wanted to get certified to pay for and bring CSI in to do it. So I made it very clear that our goal here is to get everybody more education and have the ability to know more than maybe even me that'll help us advance the company financially. And then obviously, culturally. I mean, my company is on a high right now with these seven people passing this test. They are smoking high. I mean, literally. I mean, let me tell you that right. Not literally, but they are on a natural high. And so, I mean, when it comes down to accountability, you know, how can you make people do it is you hold them accountable. I mean, it's that simple. For their actions, you hold them accountable. And so a lot of the employees think they can get away with it. They can get away with anything because you don't do anything to punish or reward their accountability. There's got to be something in it for them, or against them. And if you don't do it, then you're right. Let's just face it. You're going to always complain that you're never can't find anyone out there to hire. You're always going to be complaining that they're never doing Surefire. Yet, let's face it, it's 80% your fault. And that's another thing. You know, it's another thing hearing business owners tell me they know it's their fault and not do, and I'm going to say it, and I'm sorry, any kids out there, I'm sorry, but it's your fucking fault. You're not holding everyone accountable. You're not giving the clarity. You have to do that. You don't have to be a hard ass. You just have to have the right system to do it. So I suggest you put together your own little tests for Surefire. Give them a reason to do it. Like for instance, let's say you're a four company truck. And you're trying to get everybody certified or not even certified, just to get through a certain amount of Surefire. Well, when we hit 100 classes in Surefire from everybody, we'll go out for, I'll take everybody to dinner, you know, and then track it, you know, on a board, you know, where they can see it, their names, how many they've done. And then, you know, you've got to make it count. And when you don't make it count is the whole reason why everything doesn't work your way. Because it's just like a lot of business owners, you start something and then you wonder why in the hell it's not happening. Well, you didn't manage it. That's why. You have to manage accountability. You just do. And then you have to make sure that the management's managing the management. And if you're the management, well, get off your ass and manage the accountability and hold some accountability. Everyone's always worried everyone's going to quit. Who gives a shit? Let them quit. I don't care if it's your number one guy. You'll figure it out. But you know what? They don't ever quit. Or maybe they do. You know, and if they do, guess what? Probably shouldn't have been with you anyway. Hey, we had our number one Mason walk out of during Surefire on Wednesday. He said, fuck, this is not for me. I'm starting my own business, and walked out. Saw on Facebook, he had his own logo up and everything going. And I was like, okay, I don't give a shit. I'm glad you did it now. I'd have to pay for the test for you. You know, it happens, you know. But I know this, if he was that quick to start up his own business, more than likely, he was probably going to go start it on the side and do all that bad stuff that we, you know, we hate. So I'm okay with that. You know, and you know, here's the crazy thing. Intuition is a superpower. And you all have it. If you don't, you haven't been in business long enough. You know when someone's going rotten. You just know it. And if you don't know it, someone in your business knows it. It has said something to you. I mean, you can't be oblivious to the people that are starting to turn to the dark side. Someone knows it in your business. And if anything else, come down to accountability. Do a survey for your company. Ask the hard questions. Ask, you know, the things like, you know, if you don't do something, what's the literally a great question on a survey. What if I didn't do something for you? And my daughter just, I'm not even going to pause. My daughter just came in. I'm sitting in the dining room. Hi, Gracie. Hi. Say hi to the podcast.
Hello.
All right. So I don't ever edit anymore. So whatever happens here on the podcast happens here on the podcast live. And so, okay. I even forgot my train of thought. That's, you know, that's the kind of week it's, or day or weekend it's been. And so, just poop tired. I gotta tell you, just on a personal note, I'm probably about 60% back from COVID physically. It's a hard 62. I mean, it is painful. My muscles don't get the oxygen that it needs. I don't have a problem breathing, but they don't get the oxygen. I've been took on this remodel, and I gotta sit down about every 30-40 minutes for about 15 minutes. And then I get right back up and go, and I'm holding myself accountable. I got to tell you, I'm getting this stuff done. But anyway, okay. You know, I pulled up a little thing. I've got this program that helps me, and I'm not really using it tonight, but kind of helps me organize my thoughts. And so I wrote in here, it'll kind of give you some topics. I had a topic about if you're crappy, you know, give me six things that you're a crappy boss. So I'm going to read them for you. You micromanage your employees. I'm going to say the opposite as well. You don't manage your employees. Either micromanage them like too much, or you don't. You never give your the number two. You never give your employees feedback or constructive criticism. I think most people in the service industries have no problem giving them feedback, but it's the constructive criticism that matters. And the way you present it is something big too. I mean, most of the time, all you listening to me, you have to learn how to really talk to an employee. I used to be Sergeant Carter, and now I'm so sweet when I talk to people. It's ridiculous. Now, I still might say the wrong thing, but I mean, the guy I am now is not even close to who I used to be. But I always can give constructive criticism, and the way you do it, I don't have a process, but I absolutely know I come at it from a kinder way to present it to them to understand there's something wrong. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We need to get past this, but we got to learn so this doesn't happen again type stuff. Okay, here's a good one, number three. You don't trust your employees to make decisions on their own. I bet you 80% of you out there don't do that. I do. I trust my employees to do it, even when they're not. Well, when they're fully trained and finally are on their own and get the keys, I trust them, you know. For a certain amount, I mean, there's a time that you're still in training and you get your own keys, but within 3 months you're on your own. And we manage them, but I do trust them. You're given trust until the trust is taken away, because you earned something being taken away if you did something stupid. All right, and here's a good one. Here's another one, number four. You're always happy when things go wrong. Like, you just shake your head and you kind of walk away, or you try to make light of it. Hey, when the shit hits the fan, man, you got to handle it. And it's okay to be upset. And I'm not saying punch holes in the wall and stuff like that, but there is a way to ass chew somebody without verbally ass chewing them. And I have learned it in recent years. I certainly did not know how to do it in the past. I wish I had, but it's okay to be upset. It really is. Everyone's always kumbaya all the time when you talk about their business. But hey, I'll tell you right now, when I don't like something going on in my business, I definitely bring it up. And sometimes, even to this day, I still might overreact a little bit, but I bring it back to earth. And so it's okay not to be happy. Oh, like a yawn from nowhere. Okay, so number five, you take all the credit for your employees' successes and none of the blame for their failures. Let's read that again. You take all the credit for the employees' successes and none of the blame for their failures. Okay. It's two-part, obviously. You take all the credit and then you blame them for the failures. And so, yeah, you're just an asshole if you do that. I mean, let's face it, you're a business, and you don't do it alone. All right. And the last one, it says, you don't celebrate your employees' accomplishments. You know, I think when I looked at a lot of the service businesses that I coach and then in a lot of groups I'm in, I think this year was maybe because of COVID over the last few years, I think everybody had a seasonal party that it was really nice to see them all on Facebook this year. It was really, really encouraging. We do ours after Christmas, and so we don't do it during Christmas we do it in January, first week of January on a Friday night. First Friday of every January is when we do it, and it is a blast. And we do celebrate our employees for that year, and it is a good, good time. So anyway, guys, yeah, I know you can tell I'm tired, and I'm sorry. But I got on here because I wanted to give you guys something. And from my heart, if you're not holding your employees accountable, kindly start holding them accountable. And maybe some of them you're just going to be an asshole to and just get them right. I don't care. Whatever you do, get accountability out of your business. Because if you don't, nothing's going to change. Everything's going to stay the same. I mean, I have my... 3 years ago, you wouldn't even recognize Master Services from what it is today. And that's one of the reasons I started to learn how to hold my management more accountable. And we weren't a bad company 3 years ago. Not at all. Record year, as a matter of fact, up until last year. And so, anyway, hey, guys, I'm not going to apologize for the episode because I'm glad I got on. So, for everybody, I haven't done my endorsements lately. You know, I want to say Bare Hands Pro, that should be your inspection program. Alan Rush's Monday Morning Minutes, just go to his rushprofits.com. You'll find it on there somewhere. I think it's in the menu on the left. And then SnapLock is who we use for our cameras and a lot of our suite products. So, guys, that's my time. Have a good day. See you next week.